Next item on the agenda is Timothy Monahan, 08-0052.
Good morning, Commissioner Bowman.
Real fast, if I could, for the members that were not here when we approved the agenda, Mr. Holland and Mr. Bowden, Coles Point has been removed and continued till next month. I'm sorry, Justin, continue.
Mr. Timothy Monahan is requesting authorization to add an 18-foot by 32-foot open-sided boathouse over the boat lift at his existing private non-commercial pier, serving his property in the Pembroke Meadows subdivision, situated along the western branch of the Lynn Haven River in Virginia Beach. The project is protested by the adjoining property owners and other neighbors. This is a Virginia Beach e-mapping image. The parcel is highlighted in orange, and in black are the approximate boundaries of the upland property. We are situated along a cove of the western branch of the Lynn Haven River. Denoted by the red stars are the two adjoining property owners who initially protested the private pier request with an open-sided gazebo and an open-sided boathouse. Then other neighbors, denoted by the red stars, also protested. It's worth noting only four of these protesting properties actually sent objection letters. The others signed a petition generated by one of the adjoining property owners. This is one of the original drawings, including the open-sided boathouse here and the open-sided gazebo over the L head in this location. In response to the protest, the applicant and the agent deleted the roof structures, leading to this drawing, which, as you can see, is the L head with an open-sided, with an uncovered lift and a floating dock. Staff reviewed this proposal and determined that it met the pier exemption criteria found in Section 28.2-1203, subsection A5 of the Code of Virginia. A no permit necessary letter was then issued to the applicant, and staff then notified the protestants of our decision. The pier was then built approximately May of 2009. It was actually built smaller than the submitted proposal. A little bit closer, you see the contractor's work vessel in the lift. And soon after the pier was constructed, the applicant submitted a revised plan showing the existing pier and the lift and asking to construct an 18-foot by 32-foot open-sided boathouse over the boat lift. This would be shown in the faint yellow color here. We again notified the adjoining property owners, and they maintained their earlier objections. Overall, the protest letters that we received cited concerns regarding adverse view impacts, property devaluation, and other concerns that there are no other similar roof structures on the water in this general vicinity. Another drawing is a typical boathouse cross-sectional. And here are some ground shots of the adjoining property owners' residential properties. To the south, we have the Brotman property. We're looking from the base of the pier back to the house and to their dock. We're actually in the Brotman's backyard looking out at their view of the pier as it exists, and from Mr. and Ms. Brotman's private dock. And the adjoining property owner to the north, Mrs. Bloxham, is her property, standing again at the base of the pier from Mrs. Bloxham's backyard and from her private dock. These piles, these older piles, were remnants from an older wharf that had been removed. Now, regarding the protestants' concerns that the roof structure would be the only such structure in the area, this is a ground shot from the existing pier, the end of the pier, showing an open-sided gazebo just to the southeast.
The existing applicant's
pier? Yes, sir.
Thank you.
This is an aerial. The yellow star denotes the project location before the pier was built, and then the red circle is the gazebo that I just showed you. In the same neighborhood, again, the yellow star indicates the property. We have a boathouse just to the north on this finger of the cove, and there are at least three more boathouses on this finger. The City of Virginia Beach has approved the pier and the boathouse proposal, and the Corps of Engineers has issued an RP-17 for the project. And we have some recent aerials that I've taken. We're looking to the north, directly over top. An aerial looking west. One looking south. And that's our last shot. The total square footage of the proposed open-sided boathouse is well below the 700 square foot exemption criteria in the code. Had the boathouse proposal not been protested by the adjoining property owners, staff would have considered it statutorily authorized along with the private pier. In this case, we believe the open-sided design only minimally adds to the visual obstruction already presented by the pier and the boat lift. While staff is sensitive to the protest of the neighbors, private piers with open-sided boathouses are very common along the waterways in Virginia Beach. Therefore, staff recommends approval of the 18-foot by 32-foot open-sided boathouse as proposed in the most recent submittal.
Thank you, Justin. Questions on members of the commission for Justin? No questions? Thank you. Does the applicant present or represent? Good day, sir. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
Could you state your name for the record, please?
I'm Robert Simon, Waterfront Consulting, here to represent Mr. and Mrs. Monahan on this application. They are here in the audience today. Sure. I thank you for the time to come and present this for you.
Pleasure to have you here. You.
Justin's done a fantastic job in preparing the staff summary report.
Always does.
He does a great job. I work with him quite a bit in Virginia Beach. I don't think there's a whole lot I can add to what he's already presented. There are other boathouses in this vicinity of this creek, and in fact, in this neighborhood right around the corner on St. James, I did all of them for the homeowners along there. As far as the protestants, three of the points that they bring up that we're going to obstruct their views, I don't see how that is possible, really, in looking at the treed nature here on this shoreline. The pier runs in an east-west configuration. We're not going to block a sunset here or anything of that nature. As far as the property values that we're going to do, value their properties, I find that hard to believe in this market or this economy that an accessory use on our property is going to impact their property value. I think that needs to actually be shown and demonstrated that we are actually doing that. And as far as their last thing was there were no boathouses. That obviously isn't true. There are at least 5 boathouses in this little stretch of water or creek up in there. I'd be happy to answer any questions that the commission may have. If not, I'd let the protestants come up and state their case.
Any questions for the gentleman? Mr. Tankard?
A simple question. Why did we build the boathouse, the dock without the boathouse and then come back and decide we wanted the boathouse?
We were trying to get the pier constructed, and when we ran into problems with the neighbors with the boathouse, we took it out, the application at the time, so that we could get the pier constructed. Mr. Monahan lives in Northern Virginia. He's anticipating moving down here to this house. He's bought this property. He wanted to have it ready for when his house sold up in Northern Virginia and not start the process at a later date.
Further questions? The construction of the roof, is it as low profile as possible but still serve the function that needs to function?
Yes, sir.
No extra hip to it or anything like
that?
No,
sir.
Okay. Further questions? Thank you, sir. Protestants here? Would you come forward, please? Are all three of you going to testify? Okay, whoever's going to testify, could you come forward, please? 2 seats on the front row. Stay and raise your right hand. Ma'am, you be testifying? Will you raise your right hand, please? Yes, ma'am. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you. Who's first?
Okay. My name is Robert Brockman, and I live right next door to Mr. Moynihan, who I meet today for the very first time. Welcome to the neighborhood. I'd like to point out that construction actually started on the roof about 6 or 8 months ago, when we knew that construction was not yet approved. So we think we know what a roof is going to look like out in the middle of the creek. We call this area Failure Creek, and the pier is about 25% out into the creek. The width of the area in front of my house is about 415 feet from one shore to the other. and I believe the pier is about 100 feet. So it's about a quarter of the way into the water. We do not see any other covered boathouses from our area. So anyway, construction of the roof had begun, so we were looking at about a completed job of, we estimate, about 25%, until my wife called Mr. Worrell, and he came down and convinced the contractor to remove the roof, that the portion of the roof that had been constructed. And as a matter of fact, the construction material is still lying in Mr. Moynihan's driveway. So we think we know what the roof is going to look like. It's, to me, it looks like just taking a garage and putting it 25% into a highway. That's how obstructive it looks from my property. I have some pictures which I took the other day that may demonstrate what I will see. May I present those pictures?
We won't have to keep them for 33 days.
You may. Thank you very much.
Or longer.
Thank you.
I won't comment on the intrusive nature of the structure into the channel because the structure's already been there. But I am protesting the exclamation point which will be put on the structure, and that exclamation point will be removed.
Thank you, sir. Any questions of the gentleman? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Margie Brotman.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
I didn't meet the Moynihans the day that they bought the house 4 years ago, but they have never moved into the house. And I just want to say that had they lived in the house for a while before they decided to build a very, very long pier, which doesn't look in the pictures as imposing as it really is, maybe they would have gotten a feel for the nature around our river and how it might look. But they've never lived in the house. So that was one point I wanted to make. And the other thing is the other roof structures are not in our little part of the river. All of the people who have piers that we can see and near us hug the shore. They're not imposing. And that was another point that I wanted to make. Yes, Justin did come out and he did take pictures, but I don't think he really got a feel for the river. The pier that he's talking about is so far down that you really almost need binoculars to see it, the one with the gazebo and the one that's across the way from it. So I'm just saying that, you know, we were hoping that it would be more modest than it is, and I was hoping that you guys would come along and...
Ma'am? Address your comments to the chair, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Who's next? Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
My name is Betty Bloxon.
My name is Bloxon.
4309 St. James Circle in Virginia Beach in Jim Rose Shoulders. I have a couple of photographs.
Sure. Yes, ma'am.
Where did I saw them? With you?
Justin, would you take them?
And a plat. The one with the circle is my...
Locked. Thank you.
I haven't done this before, so
take your time.
Do the best again.
Yes, ma'am.
The Lynn Haven flows onto my property. I have an average-sized dock at water's edge, which flows behind my home. My objection is based on the very large structure built just off my waterway and directly in the view of my view of the water. I've lived in this home for 31 years. Enjoying every day I look at the lovely waterfront. Now I have to look around this structure to see what I have been doing for years. There are just two structures that are boat lifts down the way from us to the left of my home, and neither of them has a roof on it. They don't seem to need them. Once we have a number of these, this particular project built in our neighborhood, it's going to be rather unsightly because at the moment it's very, very beautiful. And we love it there and we hate to see it spoiled. I'm sure some of you can understand that. And let's see. The pictures that I passed around are, one is the waterway that comes in behind my house. The other one is the waterway including the river and the house next door. And that structure is built right on that point of land at the end of my waterway. And but at the moment, the seagulls have taken possession at the top of the structure. There's about 20 of them. But we feel like this is going to have an effect on our property values, which have dropped recently, of course. But we feel like that once these docks, more docks like this are built, then people that are driving through this one-time lovely neighborhood will be saying, how did the city of Virginia Beach allow this to happen with all these great structures on that little piece of water, which is so pretty? And I appreciate your listening to me. And I'd like to say, I appreciate the removal of the old supporting timbers, which were right at the end of my waterway. The dock, original dock, began to fall apart, and it was in such poor condition. And once the dock was gone, the timbers which supported it were left standing. They were removed last week. They'd been standing for about 7 or 8 years. I want to thank whoever had them taken down. I appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am. Much. Any questions? Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Chairman Bowman, members of the commission, I'm sensitive to their concerns. They've been there a very long time, but the truth of the matter is the structure was designed to build at the maximum length out. The channel in this area is more than 100 feet away from us. There is planned dredging in here. They'll dredge into that. So we built it to the maximum length we could, which is a quarter of the width of the waterway. We're asking to put a simple roof structure on it. There are five other ones right around the corner from us and a gazebo structure within sight of this one. And truly, when you look back from this pier, you can't see either house. For the rest of the neighbors that are objecting to it, I take that with a grain of salt. When you pass around a petition that people cannot even see the structure or do not live on the water, I take it for what that's worth.
I think to do our due diligence, I need to ask you one question. Why do you want a roof? I know it may be an obvious answer, but I think we ought to get it on the record.
Get it on the record. I wasn't going to bore you with photographs, but Mrs. Block.
I'm about to be bored too long. I just want to know why you want a roof.
Seagulls have taken a liking to this pier.
Okay.
They have inundated that pier. If you can see it in both photographs. The applicant would also like to protect his boat from the UV rays, the rain, and things of that nature.
Okay. Further questions? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to follow up on your question, you asked about the low-profile nature of the roof, and I'm looking at a plan view drawing, which is in our exhibit 2A5, that shows a simple gabled or hip roof at a 612 pitch. Is that consistent with what you intend to build?
Yes.
There's not going to be an additional clear story on top of it or any other architectural features that would obstruct the view?
We have not proposed any, sir.
Thank you.
Further questions? Mr. Holland?
Chairman, I move that we approve staff recommendation.
Second to the motions. Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye. I'm sorry, Mr.
I would note that the documents we were presented indicates that the City of Virginia Beach approves such.
That is correct.
Such roofs in other areas. And
that's correct. Noted for the motion. Motion made by, cut me out a little again, who made the motion? Mr. Holland, second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.